listening to a podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants with hosts Willie Dills, Chad King, and Ben Lee.
Let's go!
Dedicated to the greatest team in Major League Baseball history, the San Francisco Giants, this is Torture Cast.
SF Giants subreddit meetup, and there's a perfect timing. Literally just pressed record for the first time. All right, so first, like, tell me, you don't have to tell me your real name, but you can if you want to.
I'll give you my first name.
Give me the subreddit, like, give me a username, and then your first name if you want to.
All right, my real name's Nick. Yeah. I go by Zapu42, and I moderate the Giants subreddit.
Okay, so you're one of the moderators. So what does that mean? What is that, like, what do you actually do?
I try and keep people in line. It's more difficult with a sports subreddit, obviously, because a lot of people are drunk.
Sure.
A lot of people are opinionated.
Uh-huh.
And we try and look at the subreddit as kind of a sports bar. So you don't want to interfere too much with people's fun, but sometimes you have to be the fun police and crack down.
So how many times have you actually had to, like, outright ban somebody? Is it more often when you get, like, an influx of fans from another team or things like that, or is it, like, there's actually douchebags trying to ruin everyone's good time?
It's mostly during the playoffs.
Okay.
I would say we ban a lot of people. I think most people would be shocked by how many people have been banned from our SF Giants, but it's mostly repeat offenders.
Okay.
We had one guy that created 25 alt accounts during the 2012 playoffs, where he just posts racist tirades about Sandoval over and over and over again. He's the only person we've IP banned so far, I think. And obviously he deserved it, but
yeah, that sounds pretty bad. Okay, so is there any, like, specific, like, has there ever been, like, a guy who said, like, one thing so bad, this guy's gotta go? What's the worst thing that you can remember, like, seeing a comment, and you're like, something must be done?
Boy, having done two World Series now, there's a lot to choose from.
Yeah, I bet.
I think the ones that are the worst are when they're attacking one of us mods. We had one person that accused one of our fellow mods of guzzling Brian Sabian's cum.
Holy shit. Okay.
When she was, I could be mistaken about what the disagreement was, but I think it was about McGee not being terrible. And
okay.
she was saying, let's give him a shot. You know, like, he's a stopgap, obviously. It's not the long-term solution. And one user took such offense to that idea that he basically accused her of being a shill in the most degrading way possible.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. There is a tendency for people on the internet to use what's called hyperbole.
Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah. So, okay, so you've been a mod for how long?
I started in April of 2012.
All right, and at that point, what would you say, like, what, just give me a background on you as a Giants fan. Like, what brings a person who's a fan of the Giants to go so far as to become a mod of the Giants subreddit? Like, how do you, like, what's wrong with you is, I guess, what I'm asking.
That's a good question. I actually found out about Reddit sort of incidentally. I think my cousin showed me it. And after, I got into the Giants when I was in middle school, which is, I'm 19,
age,
so
yeah.
It hasn't been all
that long.
But I really, you know, like a lot of people, like, I was a fan, but I would have never sought out a forum had they not won the World Series. Like,
okay.
I wouldn't have had the patience to moderate a forum full of depressed people. So.
I'll say this, in the 90s, there was not a lot of people looking to find out more about the Giants.
Yeah. I went to games. I enjoyed going to games.
Yeah.
I even watched them on TV. I really got into them in 2009, and sort of, you know, I think in 2011, after they won the World Series, I was like, I want to talk to more Giants fans.
Yeah.
My dad's a Dodger fan.
Oh.
Which is, I was actually born in LA,
uh-huh.
and I lived there for 2 years, so I'm not like.
So, B, that's what, you lived there when you were, like, until two?
Yeah.
So you don't really remember
it. I don't remember it at all, yeah. But I don't have a lot of family that's actually from here.
So I think you're bearing the lead here. Your dad is a Giant, or is a Dodgers fan.
Yeah,
he's a
Dodgers fan, yeah.
So what is that like? Oh, the Giants have a hit,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's impressive. Well, my family, well, my dad's side is from New York.
Is he like diehard though? Is he like big Dodgers fan, or just kind of a fan?
He was a fan of the Brooklyn Dodgers back when they were in New York, because he lived in Connecticut, I think. And his brother was super into it, and so vicariously sort of became a big Dodgers fan. But
then he lived in LA though, right? Because then you were born. So
we moved there shortly before I was born. My mom was an Orioles fan growing up, and then she moved to Seattle. So like I've had to find the Giants on my own.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a lot of people might hear this and
think. But did you guys move here to the city then?
Yeah, we moved to the peninsula in 1998. Okay. So like,
but there wasn't anybody pushing you towards being a Giants fan.
I have some friends that are really big Giants fans, but as far as like my family is concerned, it was all me, and so I had to. You know, unlike people that get indoctrinated at birth and can sort of enjoy them no matter what, I had to like find a way to get into it. And when they were sort of chasing the wild card in 2009, it finally clicked with me, and I'm like, I can understand why baseball is enjoyable now, because I watched them from time to time when they were not that good, and then like suddenly I'm like, okay, this is the thing. And I don't know why I became the moderator. I was a nice enough guy. I didn't betray my age at first. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure.
Would that have mattered? Like that?
Would it have mattered, Devin?
Oh, if I knew he was like 15, I never would have.
Yeah.
So this, you know, it happens.
You would have had to go down to like the minors of modding.
Yeah.
And then work your way up. Okay, but at that time, I have to imagine the SF Giants subreddit wasn't that old to begin. Like, I mean, at this point, it's only been around for how long?
It started in October of 2010 after a bunch of people.
The subreddit started in 2010.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people complained about us. Or not us. I wasn't on there. People complained about Giants fans on our baseball just flooding it during the World Series because a lot of people were super excited. And so
I think it's a fairly recent thing that every team has their own subreddit.
We were one of the first, I'm pretty sure. And,
Reddit itself is a fairly new thing.
I found it in June of 2011.
Okay.
And I became a regular user probably a month later.
Yeah.
And it was just, over that time, I was one of the first people to sort of spearhead having a discussion for each game.
Oh, okay.
And that was what really
doing the game thread.
Yeah, having
that,
a game thread.
Which is like a staple at this point.
Yeah.
Every
It's the pivot point of our entire subreddit. Sure. It's what everything's built
it's
on.
It's the biggest thread of the day always. Yeah. And it's like, that's the one that got me in because, going to the subreddit, I would see, Sandoval did this or Timmy did that or whatever. But the actual conversation and discussion of the game was what kind of kept me around, right?
Well, sort of going back to what I was saying.
That's a good legacy, by the way.
I'm very proud of it. Yeah. And it's the reason, I think it came out of the fact that I don't have a lot of Giants fans in my family or friends.
So you were seeking that out.
I was seeking it out. And I think what RSF Giants provides more than anything else is for people that don't live in the Bay Area, for people that don't have a lot of friends that like baseball, it's a place where you can sort of freak out about being a Giants fan. And
I notice a lot of people seem to be talking about the stream or whatever, and they're talking about like the MLB stream or whatever stream has been posted somewhere and people have found. Yeah. So to me, like that's a really cool thing because I grew up here. I grew up in the city. I've always just been a Giants fan. To me, the baseball game is just on. When it's time for baseball, it's just on. Other people in other places have to find it, seek it out, and so they find it and they seek it out and they seek out the subreddit.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it means a little bit more to them to have that community.
I'm proud of that fact. Yeah. I mean, I can be sort of proud of the fact we've grown to 15,000 subscribers. You know, while I've been a moderator, I can't obviously take...
Is that where we're at now, 15,000?
15,200, something like that. And when I started modding, we were at 1,500. So it's been we've grown 10 times as big.
The World Series will do that,
I'm not going to say I've been more important than the World Series, but I think the fact that... Like, I'm proud of the fact that I've helped make a community that people actually want to be a part of.
Sure.
Because if you try and discuss sports on the internet, it's the worst
thing. It's usually really rough.
Probably just short of politics for, like, impossibility. So having a place where people are nice about it is...
Well, then okay, so I'm going to get your take on this because I come at it from a little bit of an outsider perspective.
Okay.
I mean, I do the podcast. I've been doing that since 2011, too. But we don't get to talk back to people necessarily. We just talk.
Right, yeah.
People listen whenever they want to or don't. And we don't get as much feedback. We have Twitter. We have whatever. But you guys have, like, this whole kind of feedback thing going on constantly. Everyone's talking to somebody else. Like, there's always someone on the other end.
Right.
And you get responses. Like, you say something, whether the response is an upvote, a downvote, whatever, there's instant feedback, right? But you say, like, what you just said is this kind of, like, supportive feedback. What do you think? Was that something that you guys attempted to foster as, like, a mod team? Or is that just kind of like the community just happened to be that way?
Yeah. I don't like to inflate his ego too much.
Okay.
But Jack, the head mod, first thing he did was install this no drama policy. So it was about, like, at any cost, we don't want arguments breaking out here. Okay. I mean, we like a good discussion. We don't care. Yeah. Like, we don't want everyone
to
feel...
You don't want
to
be super vanilla and no one's ever disagreeing. But yeah.
There's a very distinct difference between... you know, someone writing, you know, a page about why they think the Giants should trade for Ben Zobrist or whatever, and then having someone say, in a very reasoned, well thought out way, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Then, like, why are you even commenting here? Like, why? How could you even say something so stupid?
Yeah.
Like, if you have that kind of voice, no one will ever say anything interesting because everyone will be too afraid of going against the dominant opinion.
Every reasoned argument gets drowned out with people screaming at them.
If you look,
it's kind of like YouTube or something. Like, YouTube is like you can't ever say something nice because someone will come in and use the N-word or something.
Exactly,
and, you know,
yeah.
It's just like, what just happened? Like,
no, you can't scream louder than an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, no reasoned argument will ever be as powerful as someone saying something stupid. And so by avoiding... You know, we are sort of silly and ridiculous, but if someone comes in with a reasoned argument, with a good post, with an in-depth discussion question, we, as a whole, I think the community will respond to it in a positive way, because people like a good discussion.
Yeah,
so,
you know, that's what they're here for.
Exactly. Like, why would you go to Reddit if you weren't looking to talk about something?
Exactly. All right, so last thing I want to talk to you about is you have now parlayed modding for the Giants subreddit into media pass access to some of the games, and we were talking about this earlier. You know, we have media passes through the Torturecast, through the podcast, but you guys, like, as the community, as you know, you have somehow made your way into the press box. Talk a little bit about how that came about and what you plan to do with that, if anything.
It still kind of freaks me out. I mean, I think I haven't felt so out of place in my life than the first time I walked in there, because...
Wait till you go in the clubhouse.
Yeah. I want to get my feet in first and sort of not freak out about that. But, you know, I think it is... I mean, I obviously can't speak for what it's like to be a podcast, but I feel like it's sort of like I'm the one there. On my little tag, it says I'm there from the subreddit, and so that feels like I'm sort of there with a little bit of a responsibility to be like,
you represent 15,000 sort of, people.
Yeah,
kind of.
I don't want to like screw this up for everyone, because you know, even if I'm not the one going there, maybe someone will. I can pass the torch to someone to do it later. But
it doesn't seem out of the realm of possibility to say that there is a R subreddit or R SF Giants media pass that gets kind of passed. It seems like something that could be a thing.
Yeah, and I have to say that the head of social media for the Giants, Brian Sarabian, is like one of the few people that even like recognizes Reddit.
Yeah.
And
he's done an AMA, hasn't he?
He did an AMA. Well, that was funny. Someone did like a post like, I just realized that the head of social media is Brian Sarabian.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha, that's so funny. He shows up and says, hey, that's really funny. Like,
he's
Srabe. And he's like, hey, that's super funny. Like, yeah, I check this place out a lot. He lurks. He posts occasionally, but mostly...
Essentially, his job is to look out into the internet and find out what people are saying about the Giants. But it still doesn't mean that he necessarily, like, he goes above and beyond, I would say.
By far. Yeah. And in late 2013, we started talking about ways that we could start working with the Giants more. Because it's like, this is sort of an untapped resource. Most teams don't even know Reddit exists, let alone use it.
Sure.
And we were sort of, I mean, it was more of a brainstorming, and it didn't come to much because, you know, it was a developing relationship, and it's difficult to get anything started. But it ended up with me and Cassatory Jack, or Devin, the head mod, going to Media Day and interviewing players for the subreddit. And I guess we didn't do a terrible job.
Sure.
And I asked him, because I'm on a gap year between high school and college, and I don't have a lot to do. And I'm like, would you mind if I got a press pass to start covering games for the subreddit? And he said, sure, that sounds like an interesting idea.
Well, okay, so how many games have you been to?
So far, only two.
Okay, but so when you come, what have you done so far? Like, what kind of coverage would you say you do? Because, for my podcast, what we have done in the past is we've essentially just watch the game and then record it after the game, like recorded an episode, right? If you write for, say, the Mercury News or the Chronicle or something, you write a story.
Yeah.
What do you do when you are covering it for a subreddit?
It's a good question. And it's still something we're developing.
Yeah, like, you got to figure something out,
right? We have some plans for some subreddit expansion. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to talk about it.
Well, you mean, say whatever much. Don't give away too much.
This is a big deal podcast, so I want to hype it up a little bit.
I think what I hope to do here is people who listen to our show who don't know about the subreddit can maybe, like, go, oh, my God, there's a subreddit? Like, I didn't even know. They're getting access, like, that's cool.
Yeah.
So whatever you think would help those people, you know.
In the future, we've always had the problem of, like, what if Reddit just shut down tomorrow? Because we work at, like, it's not like, I'm not going to say this is
a job.
It's highly unlikely, but we've thought about this a little bit.
All of a sudden, no one's giving gold anymore.
Yeah, oh, God, what am I going to do? We thought about this a lot, and we're basically, like, we have no sort of legacy as a moderation team. Not that we're working that hard, but, like, we put love and time
into
it.
And you work for no pay. I mean, that's the thing. I think a lot of people don't understand that. That the guys who are doing this are not getting paid to do this.
I mean, the fact that I have not a lot going on in my life right now means I can devote more time to it.
Sure.
I mean, basically, our goal is to, like, the press pass was like, well, what could we do in sort of a long-form analysis kind of way? Because, like, I can't go to all the games.
Yeah.
And no one can, like, unless it's your job, you can't really
unless
go to all the games.
Unless you're getting paid, you can't go to all the games.
And so it was like, well, what could we do as a subreddit to sort of solidify some of our thinking? And I'm not going to say that I represent everyone's opinion, but I thought, like, I'm on Reddit. I understand the subreddit sort of, you know, as a mod. I spend a lot of time there. And I can have, like, a decent shot at writing something interesting, and then deliver it straight to the subscribers. Because it's one thing to have, you know, Baggerly or Shulman write something good. It's good content. It's for someone else. I thought, wouldn't it be cool if someone was there just to produce content for the subscribers? And, like,
that's a great idea.
Maybe, I mean, it's still through the platform of Reddit, but we wanted to be able to expand our own power over content or whatever. I mean, having a consistent article written about something interesting
would be
a fantastic idea. And, like, since the season has started, our content has gotten better. Like, a lot better. People are writing more in-depth pieces. But it's always been sort of the lacking factor is not many people write things themselves. And I thought, this might
it's mostly
that.
Linking to other things on
right,
internet.
So
yeah.
It would be cool if we just had something where, like, there'd just be a consistent feature of someone writing something.
Yeah, and it's from the perspective of someone who uses the subreddit all the time. Yeah. So, all right, so last question, because I want to get to some of these other guys, too.
Yeah.
But if you were to describe the SF Giants subreddit community, like, just real quick, like, if you just somewhere just like, what's going on there? What is that? Like, what would you say to people? Because there is, like, it's not the same as just sitting at a Giants game and talking to the guy next to you. There is something more to it. It's a little different. So what would you say as someone who's around all the time?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you can tell, I guess, later on if you're listening to it, but, like, we're meeting up with people.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that I've now spent several hours with people from the subreddit and like them in
sure.
person, yeah. you know, that says a lot. And, like, the fact that we all have a common interest means that maybe we can break the ice a little and, like, not have that awkward, like, so, what are you interested in? Because there's an obvious question. Number one, we're all Giants fans, but I find that I like a lot of the people on there. As
yeah.
friends, we've met up numerous times.
You guys all seem to, like, know each other.
Yeah,
like,
we kind
of
know each other.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, being part of a, it's different than going to a game and, you know, because you might talk to the person next to you, but, like, If you participate in the game day threads every day, you're watching games, you're sort of virtually watching games with people every time.
Yeah.
So after...
It's a big couch.
Yeah.
And everyone's watching.
Like, I've done this for three full seasons now, plus 2 months into 2015.
Yeah.
I've watched a lot of games with these guys,
yeah.
and at this point it's like a family.
Sure.
You know, and if that sounds interesting to you, then go check it out.
If you want to be a part of a family
yeah,
that enjoys watching Giants games together.
Exactly. Yeah. If you don't have a family that likes watching the Giants, if you're away...
I think most people do.
Yeah.
Well, look at this. The Giants are doing stuff.
Yeah.
my parting thought on it would be, I think you're spot on because a lot of people find it on their own, maybe within their family or whatever. And that was how it was for me. Like, I grew up without a dad. My mom didn't care about baseball. For whatever reason, as a little kid, I latched onto baseball as, like, a thing. And the Giants were the team, right? So I introduced my mother to baseball, but she didn't really care. I introduced, like, other people. But if Reddit had been around when I was a little kid,
yeah.
it would have been fantastic.
Right.
There's going to be kids growing up with Reddit, like, they don't even care if anybody else around them likes the Giants. They know that they have this 15,000-plus people who do.
I mean, they
can tap into that anytime they want.
I'm about to go off to college in New York. I mean, there's, like, Finnerty's, and there's, I am assuming,
a lot of...
Well,
you got to go to Finnerty's.
Of course. But
yeah.
the fact that the subreddit exists and I can sort of maintain a good connection to something that's so important to me and also, like, a community that I belong to is nice to think about. Like, I can go forward and not lose the Giants forever because, you know, before the internet, I'd be relegated to the box scores on the page of the newspaper.
Yeah, the radio the radio wouldn't be covering it.
Right.
And, yeah.
No one talks about them. So it's nice to have a bunch of people that are as obsessed as I am and have that consistently there for me.
Dude, that's fantastic, man.
Yeah.
First of all, get comfy. So we're going to be here a while. Not really. all right, so whatever you feel comfortable divulging, first name, username, something that, I mean, someone that people know who you are, who I'm talking to.
You're talking to Cassatory Jack. That's my Reddit handle, as the kids say these days. But I'm Devin, so you can call me whatever you want.
Okay, and Devin, what is your title, your official place in the SF Giants subreddit?
I'm a moderator of the subreddit, but also hype man.
It's a god amongst men and pretty much the greatest person the internet's ever seen.
There we go.
All right, well, look at that.
Yeah. My hype man, I pay him hourly.
All right. Well, he's doing good work. All right, so as a mod of the subreddit, like, what is it that you actually do? And I think a lot of people picture mods as... this is some sort of paid position where people clock in at 9 a.m. and take a look at what's going on, and then the ban hammer comes down, and then they go home to their wives. And, like, what does it actually entail, modding the Giants subreddit?
I mean, I wish I got paid for it. It's actually a lot of fun. I mean, we have, like, 7 mods, so the work is divided. And, you know, it's kind of like wake up, check the subreddit when you have time. You see some kind of crap you have to deal with, you know, some spam, some, you know, racism, some just posts that are really bad that just gotta get rid of, and that's really all it is.
So how much time would you say, like, per day you spend not as, like, a subreddit participant but as a mod? Like, how much time is it? Because, you know, you guys all participate as well. You're not mods. You're also guys who write stuff, comment on stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
Upvote and downvote stuff. how much would you say you actually spend modding?
God, if it's just modding plus like a few other places I also mod, it's probably at least an hour a day.
Oh, okay.
Like checking reports, checking spam, checking just making sure that the quality of the sub is like what we kind of want. You
sure.
Know?
That's legit. All right, so what is the quality of the sub that you want for the SF Giant subreddit? I was actually talking to Matt earlier, and he said that the subreddit's only been around since 2011. So,
that's not true.
So when did the subreddit start?
The subreddit was created on the eve of the World Series in 2010.
Game one?
Like the day before game one.
Okay.
There were all these complaints because our baseball, the baseball subreddit, was just filled with Giants content, like Brian Wilson doing this, Buster Posey saying that, and someone was like, there's too much Giants crap here, and so I made this up.
So you made this up?
Yeah.
So you, okay, and what actually, this is a question I, because I have a sub for another podcast I do, the Angry Chicken Podcast, we have our own sub. What is it that you actually, like, how do you create a sub? Is it like you fill out some sort of application?
It's actually way easier than that.
Yeah.
All you have to do is have a name and an idea.
And the name can't be taken, and then you're good? No.
The name just has to be unique. So, you know, all subreddits on Reddit, back in the day, there actually weren't subreddits. So, like, I don't know.
There was, like, official, like, subs that they created
or
something, right?
Admins made X amount of subs. And then, like, I don't know, 6 years ago, they let us make our own subreddits. And so that's when Reddit really just took off. Because there's like every interest, baseball, sports, TV shows, movies. Like any movie with any like decent popularity probably has its own subreddit.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably a Ferris Bueller's Day Off subreddit.
Sure.
For all I know.
Yeah.
But no, all you got to do is type in a couple of things and then now you're a creator of the sub.
So then really it comes down to then can you get people to come there, right?
Yeah, then it comes down to promoting.
Yeah.
And we got lucky, well not lucky, just the...
Well, you're doing a subreddit about an official baseball team that's pretty good and winning the World Series.
I mean.
It's a good, yeah.
There wasn't a sub previously. The Giants were in the playoffs. It's like, Reddit is based in San Francisco.
Sure.
So there's this huge momentum that, like, I did not really have to work for. It was just people were talking about the Giants, and it was on Reddit, and it kind of just grew naturally.
Yeah. It's similar to, like, us. We started the podcast actually after the first World Series, and... you know, it was just kind of like striking at the right time type of thing.
Yeah.
People, there wasn't an existing podcast that was very popular yet. And so it was just, you know, you come along at the right time, you grab it, you're good to go.
Yeah. It all comes down to timing. Like, yeah. When it comes to internet stuff like that.
Okay. But then now sustaining it though. So like you grab it and you got it and you have it. But I mean, that could all like fall completely apart if it's run by like an asshole, right?
Yeah.
So how come you're not an asshole? Is my question.
I'm not entirely sure I'm not. At least I'm not on that subreddit.
Okay.
You know, that's really the most important part is, you know, keeping it the way you want it to be. Like, I personally, we have a mod team of 7 people, and I knew them all decently well before they joined the team, and they're all really dedicated to keeping RSF Giants, like, this very family-friendly, like, no drama, like, no angry insults. Like, really no drama. It's all just about the Giants and the community that we're building.
I'll say this. I haven't seen... I'm not on it all the time, but I'm on it pretty often now. And I haven't seen anybody really blow up at someone else, be really mean. I've seen definitely my share of people using adult language or saying adult things, but no one's really being, no one's being nasty... objectively, like, where you can't say that, like, oh, I think you're being nasty. Like, no, like, no one's just being straight out nasty.
It's pretty rare. And it is, like, a very reactionary subreddit. So, like, you're allowed to be, like right now the Giants are playing like shit.
We're losing 4-0. Yeah. Like, now everyone's, like, talking about how we need to DFA everybody,
like,
right?
Yeah. If I was in a thread, that would be me. And I'd probably be drunk. And I'd be like, yeah, fuck this person. Actually, I'm not as aggressive as some people, but... they do let out their emotions that way.
Sure.
And that's okay.
Sure.
As long as...
And, oh, yeah, Gene Machi comes in. The reaction is, this fucking guy, what's he going to do? You know, I'll get ready to give up 5 more runs.
And as long as you're not, like, Buster Posey is, like, a insert racially not cool term here,
sure,
or you know, stuff like that, like you're fine. You'd be like, oh, I think Bochy was an asshole last night. Whatever, that's fine. But we really limit the consider like the real bad language to be not cool. So we're really strong on that.
Okay.
And so we try to eliminate before it's seen by more people.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is.
I'll say this.
Oh, really?
I like the community for a lot of reasons, because obviously like the community is all clearly like diehard Giants fans.
Your roommate's up every time I.
Yeah, every time you look, right? So what I like about the community is it's you know, it's all diehard Giants fans. You can tell that essentially, like, even if some people maybe come in and maybe don't know everything or haven't been around, haven't been a fan since like the terrible 90s, and you know that the truth is that everybody seems to have a genuine love for the Giants. Oh my God, he got another hit.
It's not double.
But I mean, so is there anything that you guys do to make sure that like people kind of pass this test of, I mean, does it matter? Like as a moderator of a sub?
I mean, I think we're a really welcoming community.
Like, is that something like, you actually like care about? Like that it's just all Giants fans? Like, because I mean, a lot of people come in from other subs and things like that.
Yeah. Like,
is that anything? Do you even concern yourself with that? Like, or does it just kind of police itself?
It pleases itself, but we also, I try to be specifically welcome to bandwagon fans, because like everyone starts somewhere. Yeah. Like there are two of our moderators, excuse me, like kind of their fandom with the Giants kind of blew up with 2010.
Sure.
Like, which is fine. They're bad for a few post-Bonds years. Like, if you're not a fan then, that's fine. Like, I don't care. I feel like we're definitely accepting of people who are casual fans, I guess is the term for it.
Yeah.
And
everyone starts somewhere. I mean, that's my whole thing is that however you got to become a fan, it's the people who come around and then bail and then come around again when we win and then bail again, like that, whatever, but I don't really care.
Yeah.
Right? You guys don't seem to really care too much.
No, I like to think we're a very welcoming subreddit, and we used to, back in the day, invite, you know, opposing fans to come to our subreddit and talk with us. Mm-hmm. And that was exciting because you'd have a thread with
the Braves guys have been very active.
Yeah, which is actually great. They used to be very regular, like whoever teams were facing.
Yeah.
They'd show up and just start giving us their hot takes. I guess that's the phrase that kids like these days.
Do you go to other team subreddits when the Giants are playing them?
You know, I really wish I did it more because...
Because I never do.
Especially when the Giants
I go to the other subreddit when, like, we're in a playoff series to see what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, I don't go in and actually talk.
I do. Like, if the Giants are winning or they just won, I like to go and see, kind of, I like to see them be angry at themselves.
You like to roll in the salt?
Yeah, I don't, yeah, to use another phrase from the youths of this generation. I like to see the salt.
Yeah.
I don't increase the salt. I'm not an asshole.
You don't go in there and talk shit.
No. but I do check our Dodgers, like, because they're playing so bad right now, and like seeing angry Dodger fans.
Our Dodgers is a very salty place.
It's a very salty place. Like when I was reading it during the Giants games, and they're all like, "Oh, the Giants are the luckiest team in baseball history. Everything is luck."
Have you seen our BABIP? It's crazy.
We just locked our way into 3 championships, and so apparently that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, actually, we didn't have any good players or anything. Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, how did you become a Giants fan in the first place? What's your story? Your Giants story?
I can tell this pretty quickly. I think I grew up I lived on the East Coast for 6 years.
Okay.
And I was a Pirates fan. And
Pirates fan.
Yeah.
They're coming in on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually going to go to the games. They're like $8.
I'm going
to
be there. Cheap. Yeah, I know. I'm going to be there on Monday. Are press box with a guy who's a Pirates fan as well. Yeah.
Do you know if they're all Nikes?
I think they are.
Okay, because it's Monday. No,
it's a 3-game series. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Monday, Wednesday.
And I'm pretty sure they're all night games, yeah.
Okay.
Possibly Tuesday's a day game, but I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, because the Braves series is 4 games,
It's
right?
4 games, and it's on Sunday. Fair. Yeah.
So, family grew up on the East Coast in Virginia and various other places. And I was a Pirates fan, mostly because Barry Bonds. Like, Barry Bonds was my favorite player.
He was really the best when he showed up. Yeah, he was the best.
He's why I'm a baseball fan.
Yeah. So it was him and Ken Griffey. And it was like, these are the two guys who are going to, like, nope. And it's a rebate.
This game sucks.
Yeah. okay, so then essentially you followed him in 93 to the Giants?
Yeah, well, then when I was 6 years old, my family moved to the Bay Area. And then, like, this is like 92, so like a year later.
Here he comes.
Bonds comes over, so it's like, why am I not a Giants fan?
Yeah.
And I'm like 7 years old, so like the rules.
At
I
this
feel
point,
like
you
apply.
Can you can flop, you can change. Yeah, like, nothing's set in stone at that
like,
point.
Like if you
life,
change
yeah.
teams before you're 10 years old, that's fine.
No, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's no rules.
I know people who've changed in their 30s.
Yeah.
I don't care. That's whatever. Do what you want to do. You know,
exactly.
But, you know,
it was very convenient. Like, yeah. My favorite player went to right where I live.
And so you got to watch him again.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was a Giants fan since whatever, like December something, 93. I think they signed him. That's since I've been
yeah.
a Giants fan.
So
since
93, that was like Candlestick Days and everything. And then 7 years later, we move over here to the ballpark here.
Yeah. What sucked is we lived in Alameda, the East Bay. And so it's way easier to
island life.
Yeah, the island life. It's also
drinking like margaritas all day. And, like,
I don't know about that. But it was such a pain in the ass to get to the Candlestick Park from Alameda.
Yeah.
So I've probably been to more A's games than Giants games.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It also helps that my older brother's an A's fan.
So going to more A's games, did you ever feel the, like, tug of American League designated hitter baseball to like pull you over, or were you just like, nah, Giants? Giants
I've never
right.
liked the designated hitter.
Nah,
to
I
start
it.
An argument about it.
We actually, this has been an ongoing conversation on our podcast because it feels like inevitable that at some point the National League's going to get it.
It really bothers me because I think you're right.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to take it away. The players.
They're not
going to
take
it
away
it.
Because the players' union. Because
yeah.
David Ortiz is, you know, oh God forbid David Ortiz can't be a major leaguer, you know.
But I do think Edgar Martinez should probably be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he's... But he also played third base.
Yeah.
He played first base. And then he was the thing that... Yeah.
If you're the best DH
you
of
can't,
all time...
You can't
like,
punish the player yeah. because the rules suck. Like, that's my take on it.
This game is terrible.
Yeah. So this is how you become a Giants fan, is the Barry Bonds thing.
Yeah.
Now, looking back on Barry Bonds, what's your take on him now? Because this is also a big... Like, the Giants have essentially distanced themselves from him to the extent that they can, right? So, like, the big plaque was, like, well, it's back, but they still have his name listed there, but they don't talk about him all the time.
They haven't distanced himself as much as you would think. I mean,
no.
He was in spring training last year. He actually gave advice to Michael Morris before he hit the
yeah.
home run.
Regardless of what he used or didn't use, the best hitter of all
no.
time.
He's, yeah. he's my favorite player of all the time.
Yeah.
They were before the season started, they were saying they're going to announce that Bonds would have this new position, quote, with the team, but there's been nothing since.
We haven't heard anything about that yet.
And I think they're waiting for his court stuff to end, which
well,
now
he's been, now the appeal went through and he's no longer a felon.
Yeah, he's no longer a felon,
yeah.
which, so, you know, screw
yeah.
you, everyone
yeah.
who's like...
I think it's time, though, for him to stop talking about it, because
yeah.
I hear that there's, like, some talk of, like, him, like, suing back
oh,
again. Like,
because, well...
That needs to, I think... If I were anybody giving him advice, I'd say, let's just never mention this again.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I mean, I think it was collusion. I think
yeah.
he was basically blackballed
out of
baseball.
Oh, no, he was picked out of the crowd.
Yeah.
And he was the black sheep, and he was the guy that everybody
like
said.
Let's not go to race issues
oh,
here.
Oh, well, sorry. That would be removed from RSF Giants. No, but yeah, he was the scapegoat.
It was not cool.
Yeah.
And it bothers me because I really wanted him to sign with the Diamondbacks. The Devil Rays that year. The year they went to the World Series. I'm telling you. If Bonds on the team, they win
wow.
that World Series.
That's probably very true, actually.
And he was willing to play for league minimum. And I'm telling you, they actually had a pretty good DH that year.
He never even actually retired, right?
Yeah, he's technically not retired.
Like, he can still play. He's 50 years old. I mean, he can still hit.
And I think, I don't know, I remember his contract, it's like, you have, he's like a 10-year deal with the Giants when he officially retires to like do,
yeah, stuff.
I don't know, PR, baseball
yeah.
stuff. But I still love him.
Yeah,
he
I would love to see him as our hitting coach. Honestly, I mean, who better to talk about hitting to people than Barry
yeah.
Bonds, the greatest hitter of all time?
And you know, and if not hitting coach, like a roving assistant
yeah.
who just shows
but if
up.
If Mark McGwire can come back and be a hitting coach,
yeah,
then I think it's bullshit that Barry Bonds can't. Like to me, he was definitely picked out of the crowd and made an example of, and it's because he was the greatest player.
Yeah.
In the era that, you know, and the pitches he was facing, everybody was using it, and
everybody
it wasn't
was
on him. And, yeah, like, that's, of course, people are going to say, oh, you're biased as your Giants fans. But I think that's just a realistic way to look at the situation, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because he was, like, the best before steroids, and then he was the best with steroids.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
No, yeah.
And I think he is close to getting a real role with the Giants. I don't think they're ignoring him. I think they're waiting for the bad PR to die down, the court case to go away.
Just a certain amount of time to pass.
And then I forget how many years passed with Mark McGwire, but he was pretty quick to get with the Cardinals.
He turned right around and was, but I mean, Tony La Russa, I think, had a lot to do with that. Tony La Russa really went to bat for Mark McGwire.
Yeah, but Tony, he's probably not a coach there.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. So the thing is, like, Bochy, like, you know, if it was like Roger Craig or something, like, who was, like, you know, a big Giant, or if it was Baker, if Dusty Baker was still the manager, then you'd probably see Barry. But, you know, it's just a different situation, different, you know.
Yeah, but it's the same ownership group that's been there since, late 90s, I'm going to say?
Well, so it was 91, I believe, was when they thought that they were going to move away.
You're right.
And then
and
it
that's
was,
right when they signed Bonds. Yeah. That was the big deal.
And then 93 was when Bonds comes and the whole kind of everything moves towards now a new stadium is, like, in play and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, ever since that time, it's been essentially the same ownership group. Larry Bear being out in front has been a very recent thing, but you do actually know there's, like, another guy, though, who's actually, like, the money guy.
Oh, there's, like, isn't there actually a ownership group? It's not just,
But there's one guy who's actually, like, the money guy.
Really?
Who, like, really put out the bulk of the money, who, like, specifically said, I don't want anyone to talk about me. I don't want to be in whatever. And, like, Larry Bear and, like, the other guys have been, McGowan and all those guys have been, like, the face, while he's been the guy collecting the checks. He put the most up, and now he collects the most in the background, yeah.
What is it? Where does the money come from, do you know?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. But the Giants are a very profitable baseball team. The ownership group, like, you know, for some people, baseball, or, like, owning a sports team is actually kind of like a thing they do as a hobby because they're incredibly rich. That's not how it works for the Giants.
I would buy a baseball team if I had a couple hundred billion dollars.
Sure, yeah. It definitely appreciates, like, in these days. You know.
I feel like I would totally be like Mark Cuban if I was an owner. Like, you know, the basketball
be in the front, like, be a front row every day.
Having a good time,
and jumping up and down.
Like,
and stuff.
Doesn't care if he gets fined.
Yeah.
Like, he's got so much money.
Yeah.
They actually tried to buy the Cubs. This was the news story, like, I don't know, a year ago.
Yeah.
And I think the owners group, I don't know what it's called, like, blocked him, basically.
Oh, like, the owners association or whatever, like, they're,
They're, like, they're super, like,
yeah, because they all have to vote and say, like, yes, we approve this or whatever.
Yeah, I think they just voted him down.
Wow. All right, so,
not that it matters, they're down 5 runs.
Okay, it's the eighth inning, I told you guys. It's the eighth inning, here it comes,
Six runs.
Here it comes.
Hopefully we see a Posey pinch hit.
All right, so, I was talking to Matt about the SF Giants subreddit getting into the press box.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any other plans or aspirations or hopes of doing any more, endeavors, I guess I would say? Like, things where you guys attempt to go out and create content or create something on your own outside of what it already is?
Yeah, we're usually on the cutting edge when it comes to subreddits. Like, we had one of the first Twitter accounts.
I mean, I can tell. This is very cutting edge. There's chicken wings.
Oh, those garlic fries are delicious.
The garlic fries were super cutting edge.
Is it double play?
No, my God. Are you serious? No, but it's Pence, though. It's Pence. Pence never gets doubled up.
I feel like we just saw that 10 minutes ago. Like, the exact same beating down a double play.
Is Pence in a mini slump?
No.
Downvote. All right, so
talking about how
cutting edge.
We're in the press box. I don't know what the full details with that and Zap, like how many games he can go to. But I would love to create more of an official bond with the Giants. Like, that's why we run such a tight ship. It's like I want the Giants executives, like, oh, what is this Reddit thing? They go here.
15,000 people can't be wrong, right?
And like what they see is like a friendly atmosphere. They don't see racist trolls. They don't see people being like, oh, I hate the Dodgers. They're a bunch of, you know, expletive deleted. They see, like, a internet group that's actually reflective of what I'd like to say are the Giants' ideals. Like, they're very community-oriented. They're all sorts of charities going on. I think, like, it's important to them that their image is...
Well, the Giants have the At Cafe. The Giants have a lot of, like, the Giants are giving TortureCast press access. It doesn't seem to me like the Giants are very... against recognizing internet communities as a legitimate way to promote their team.
Absolutely. They're probably one of the on the cutting edge when it comes to like interaction between baseball and technology or internet. Like Brian Sarabian, the his title changes every
year. He's the social media dude. That's what I call him.
Like, one year it's director, one year it's like president, but
he's moving. He'll be GM before you know it. We're going to replace Sabian with Sarabian.
Oh my god. It's one of the best names in baseball.
Yeah.
I like when people like they don't think it's a real person. It's like, no, I swear it's real.
You just made this guy. Yeah, this is Sabian's alter ego. Oh, there's already people leaving. Well,
it's a cold night. I was going to say something about...
Oh, he didn't touch the base. He didn't touch the base, ladies and gentlemen. Are they challenging?
They didn't challenge?
It's a neighborhood play.
But isn't like... There's a...
You have to touch the base.
There's a part of it you can challenge. I forgot which, though. It's like,
not the foot coming off the back.
Is it not? Okay.
You can't challenge the foot coming off the back?
I don't think so.
Why? Like, that doesn't make any sense. That's legitimately the only thing you should challenge about that.
Yes, that's what it is. Yeah, you're right. Right.
But the, okay, so then that's just a judgment call.
Yeah.
But that should still be reviewable. Well, okay, so then let me rephrase the question this way. If there was something that you guys could just do and get approval from the Giants to do, what would be the thing you'd want to do? How would you want to bring our SF Giants closer to the actual Giants?
I'd love to have, you know, a very regular presence in the press box. I'd love, if we had access to the post-game clubhouse, that would be insane. Like, that would be incredible. But also, we've been trying to figure out a way to get AMAs, this thing on Reddit.
Players AMAs.
Basically, internet interviews. And we've been on the cusp of getting them for a while. It just hasn't gone through. Alex Pavlovic, the beat writer, or actually, no, not this year. He's now the San Jose Mercury News.
Yeah, that's right. He switched essentially with, Bagley. Yeah, Bagley.
He was supposed to do an AMA with us, but he like never got back to us. So I'd like to use that as like a stepping stone. Like get Alex, get Bags, maybe get Grant at McCoveyChronicles.com to do an AMA. And then somehow transition that to players. And I think that'd be really cool.
I agree. I think that would be the way to go. If anything, I think the people of the subreddit, the people of our podcast fans and everything, like they want to just get closer to the players. You know, us having clubhouse access has been a big thing because we can actually put this up in front of them and then bring this like straight to the fans of the podcast, which is a big deal, I think. But because you know, when it's not filtered, when it's not filtered by a guy getting a paycheck, it makes a difference. Like the internet, to me, one thing that has really changed is authenticity, like, is so much more valuable to a random person on the internet on like the SF Giants subreddit than like when you get something through from Baggerly or Pavlovich, like they work for somebody who pays them and they have to, it's all filtered through that.
Right.
Like, we don't get paid by anybody.
Check kind of like is a,
you don't get paid by anybody. So anything that comes from the players to them is raw, straight through, no filters, right?
Yeah,
so I think that's a big deal.
Like, we had a great time at the Media Day in 2013.
Yeah.
Like, it felt surreal.
Yeah, after a World Series, too.
Questions.
It's great. Yeah, it's the best time.
It was a really good time.
Yeah. Well, anything that we can do is TortureCast to help you guys out. I think we're on board. And, you know, we'd love to be more partnered up with you guys. Like,
I think we can make that happen. Actually, recently, Zap and I are launching, it's a kind of a secret, we're launching a website. Where it's going to be completely linked to the subreddit, but it's going to be used, basically a place for Nick Zapp to post his press articles. And I plan on doing like a breakdown of the minor leagues once a week, because I think a lot of people in the subreddit, a lot of Giants fans aren't really like hip to what's going on in the minor leagues.
No, it's true. Yeah, we talk about it a lot on the show, and we don't really get a lot of feedback like, oh, like, I'm so glad you guys talk about this guy, because I don't think people know who the hell these guys are. We want to, you know, these are the guys that you're going to see soon. Posey got a big to-do because he was a special player, but there's a lot of guys who end up making a big difference for us, and nobody knows who these guys are, you know.
Yeah.
Duffy didn't, no one talked about Duffy.
Safe!
Oh, and then the ball goes into the dugout. So that's second and third, right?
Was in the dugout?
Win in the dugout. Second and third, right? Why isn't the first... Wait, what?
I don't know what's happening.
Why is the guy from first going up? He should be on second base, right?
Did it go into the dugout or not?
It went into the dugout.
There we go. Yeah, it's on second.
Okay, I was like, what?
That's a base. What's happening?
Don't make me come out there. All right, well, that sounds really cool. So, so outside of Reddit, so it's Reddit/r/SFGiants, or what's the other way to find it? There's another way, right?
On for our subreddit?
Yeah. Is there another URL you could type in?
Oh, well, there's... This is
Isn't
not,
there, like, sfgiants.reddit.com or something?
Oh, no.
That doesn't work,
but
right?
But there is... I didn't make this app. What is the URL for, like, the... You can go to a game day thread whenever you want to. Is it just... The guy who made that website?
I don't know what it is, but it's awesome.
Like
sfgiants...
sfgiants game day thread? Okay, that sounds right. So, SF Giants. I just want to make sure everyone can find everything that they need to find.
Like somebody made like this lazy website.
You guys really are cutting edge, man.
We are cutting
you don't, like you're so cutting edge, you don't even know the stuff that you're putting out.
I didn't know about this until like the other day. Yo,
that really is cool, though.
Oh, I mean, please tell me.
No, you can say fuck on our show. What is it?
SFGiantsGDT.com.
SFGiantsGDT.com.
So
takes you straight to the current game day thread?
Straight to the game day thread. And then from there, you can click around the subreddit like anything else, obviously.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, yeah, otherwise, it's reddit.com/SFGiants.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, thanks for talking to me.
That was a pleasure.
Yeah. And so, everybody, look for everything going on the SF Giants subreddit. We've been talking to a couple of the mods now, and I'm the only one from the podcast who seems to have discovered how amazing this is, but all the listeners and my other two co-hosts should really start going to this every single day. I think it's like the best way to enjoy a game, because if you're like me, you sit by yourself and watch a lot of games, and it's much more fun to be engaged with a lot of other fans, so that's the way to do it. All right, for Willie Dill signing out for TorchCast. See you guys next time. Boom. A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TorchCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TorchCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at TorchCast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.